In this episode, I talk about how breathwork influences the pH level or the acid alkaline levels in your body and how this leads to numerous chemical processes in your bloodstream, influences your physiology, your emotions, your thoughts, and awakens your inner healer.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Our life and important chemical functions in the body depend on maintaining a constant pH level of 7.365, which is slightly alkaline. If this becomes too acidic and goes below 6.8, or too alkaline and rises above 7.8, the result can be fatal. And your body's intelligence will go to any measures to ensure that this acid alkaline level is maintained at all costs to protect your internal organs and metabolism. There are three main ways by which your body balances your acid alkalinity levels: through your breathing, through your kidneys, and through buffer systems that guard against sudden shifts in acid and alkalinity. Breathing, by far, is the quickest and most effective way of adjusting the pH level of your body. Breathing in oxygen makes your body more alkaline in nature. Since carbon dioxide is an acidic molecule, it follows that exhaling the CO2 shifts the balance towards alkalinity. The reason why chronic stress is dangerous is because, especially if you are anxious or stressed out, your breathing hastens and you end up hyperventilating. And by letting out your carbon dioxide too quickly, you don't have enough CO2 in your bloodstream to facilitate the release of oxygen. The oxygen needs to unload itself and reach your cellular mitochondria to produce energy. And so by breathing in this way, haphazardly, erratically, unconsciously, you are letting go of the crucial carbon dioxide needed to help you produce energy that will help you during that stressful situation. If this continues for long periods of time, you might suffer from respiratory alkalosis. And just like when iron rusts when overexposure to oxygen, in the same way, your body can experience oxidative stress due to too much exposure to oxygen. This is why it is important to breathe in through your nose during the day, because it might just be an evolutionary mechanism to regulate the amount of oxygen that you are taking in and the amount of carbon dioxide that you are letting out. Let's talk about breathwork now. There are different styles of breathwork, different techniques and practices, and the one that I am trained in, Soma Breath, stems from yoga pranayama, which has been practiced in India for over 5,000 years. There are two main parts to a regular breathing practice. The first part involves conscious, connected breathing in a cycle for at least 4 to 5 minutes, if not more. And then the second phase involves holding your breath on the exhale for as long as you feel comfortable. And each of these phases serves a role. Let's talk about the first phase, the breathing phase. During this phase, you are breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And what you're doing is you are taking in the oxygen and letting out the carbon dioxide slowly but surely. And the deeper you breathe, the more alkaline your body becomes, because you are taking in the oxygen and letting go of the acidic carbon dioxide through your exhale. Now, there's a common misconception about how your pH level, which is your acid alkalinity level, is changing during this process of deep breathing. A lot of people say that by breathing deeply like this, you are flooding your blood with oxygen. But this is not entirely accurate. During periods of rest and normal breathing, the oxygen saturation of the blood is already at 95 to 99%. It's not 100, because what's also happening during this complex procedure is that your oxygen is getting deloaded from your blood and is being transported to your tissues, to your mitochondria for energy production. But like I said, your blood during rest states is already at 95 to 99%. So you're taking in air, but it's not making a huge difference to the arterial blood oxygen saturation. But about 2% is dissolved directly into the blood. The main factor that tilts your pH level and makes your blood more alkaline is the fact that you are letting go of carbon dioxide with each exhale. And this leads to a temporary state of hyperventilation. As I mentioned earlier, overbreathing, especially if you are breathing hurriedly through your mouth and rapidly letting go of carbon dioxide because of stress and anxiety, can be problematic over a period of time. However, based on my studies, if done correctly and consciously, hyperventilating your body through breath work for a short period of time does have its benefits. This is because you are creating what is called eustress in the body. Keep in mind, chronic stress is bad, but eustress means beneficial stress. Eu in the Greek language means good, because this type of temporary stress makes your body more resilient, enhances your cardiovascular system, and makes you feel better after. Neurons in the autonomic nervous system fire more during hyperventilation, releasing epinephrine, also called adrenaline. And during this phase of brief hyperventilation, there's a release of endogenous opioids and cannabinoids produced by the body, both in the periphery and in the central nervous system, leading to a sense of euphoria and well-being. And these endocannabinoids produced by your body during the breathing phase of breathwork induce a analgesic effect, which means that it helps reduce and relieve your pain. And if you use the power of your imagination and some NLP techniques, it can, without a doubt, change your relationship to the emotional energy behind the pain you are experiencing. This is powerful stuff, and every time I conduct a class on Zoom, I am witness to the amazing stories that I hear from my attendees. And that is why when people breathe in this way, they feel a tingling sensation. They feel warmth or a cooling sensation all over, and they might feel a buzzing in their head. And that is because you, my friend, are awakening your inner healer, and you are utilizing your inner pharmacy. A 2014 study out of Yale School of Medicine found that adrenaline surge causes the innate immune system to increase its anti-inflammatory activity and dampen its pro-inflammatory activity. Subjects who were taught a breathwork routine had less severe inflammatory responses after exposure to IV bacterial toxins than those who didn't. The paper was the first in scientific literature to describe voluntary activation of the innate immune system. And what this means is that if you know how to do breath work, you can directly influence your physiology and awaken your inner pharmacy. Not only can you boost your immune system, but you can also reduce inflammation, which can make a huge difference to your ability to thrive in the midst of this global climate. But this is just one half of the breathwork journey. The next phase is the breath holding phase, because it's not healthy, nor is it recommended to remain in this phase of hyperventilation. In other words, from a strategic standpoint, what we are trying to achieve through this second phase is to slowly build up the carbon dioxide levels in your blood. Why do we need to build up the CO2? This refers to an observation that when the partial pressure of carbon dioxide in your blood decreases, the oxygen tends to bind with your blood hemoglobin. We don't want this oxygen to be bound for too long, because the oxygen needs to get unloaded and reach the tissues for energy production. So when you hold your breath, you are systematically increasing the level of CO2 in your bloodstream, leading to the unloading of oxygen that was bound to your hemoglobin, and thereby facilitating the production of energy, which is why during this phase, all my breathwork attendees experience a surge of energy and vitality all throughout their body. They feel amazing. Holding your breath also induces what is called brief intermittent hypoxia, causing a temporary phase of low oxygen in your blood, and this allows for the proliferation of bone marrow stem cells across the body. And what this means is that the stem cells, which are also called miracle cells because of their ability to heal and repair, are able to roam around your body and do what they do best, which is heal, repair, and regenerate your old cells. And there are many other functions that are happening inside your body when you hold your breath. And then, of course, you release your breath hold whenever you feel the need to, and then breathe normally. By the way, your ability to hold your breath on the exhale is a general indicator of your cardiovascular health. And one of the goals of a breathwork practice is to increase your ability to hold your breath. In fact, try it right now. Take a deep breath in, and then fully out, and hold at the bottom. Hold your breath and count how many seconds are you able to hold your breath. Maybe you can do 20 seconds, 30 seconds, or maybe even 40 seconds. If it's 40, that's a good sign, but you can always improve, because the human body is incredibly resilient and intelligent. In fact, once you do your test, send me an email with a screenshot or a photo of how long you can hold your breath. I'd love to see. So, I hope this episode was useful to you, and you now know how your breathing influences your acid alkalinity levels and why that matters. Some of you might be satisfied with just this information, but I know that many of you are like, AJ, I want to experience a breathwork session and feel the physiological effects, the shifts that you speak of. How do I sign up? If you'd like to drop in for a single session at just $11.11 with no long-term commitment, then visit my7chakras.com/drop-in. That's D-R-O-P-I-N. If you prefer a one-on-one breathwork facilitation because you want something more private and more customized, then visit my7chakras.com/breathwork-coaching. That's breathwork coaching. If you prefer to check out my newly released free breathwork foundations course, then visit my7chakras.com/free-breathwork-course. That's free breathwork course. I have something for you no matter where you are on this amazing journey of using breathwork to heal your emotions and feel amazing. And if you like what I'm sharing, then visit my website and leave us a voice message. I love hearing your beautiful voices. So click the blue button at my7chakras.com and record a message for me. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.